The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. Nelson Mandela. Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I would like to express my condolences on Imam Jawad's alayhi salam martyrdom death anniversary. Definition, a brave one is one who puts himself in some danger, then saves himself or someone else from it. We call every such person as brave, who gains victory over his enemy. We consider them valiant. All those who are successful in territorial conquests. But the fact is that being actually brave and valiant is something altogether different. It is a middle line, thinner than hair, and sharper than the sword's edge. Even a slight deviation of man takes him away from the path of moderation, and instead of virtue, a defect is created in him. There are many qualities that resemble virtue, but actually they are not included among the virtues. For example, bravery is a virtue, but above it is a daredevilry and philosophy. There is to jump into danger without any thought and consideration. As much this course of actions move to the upper side as much as it deviates from the path of virtue. The second line is on the lower side. It is termed as cowardice. As much this also creates, as much it would be distant from virtue of bravery. Actual bravery is only that it has none above of the two deviations.
We are at the 22nd International Carpet Exhibition in Tehran. My main area of activities is silk carpets. It's about 45 years I'm engaged in this area. The colorful carpets and rugs which adorn many houses are mostly woven knot by elegant hands of artist women and young men in this nation. And many people all across the world know Iran because of this ancient subtle craft. Carpets have moved beyond the traditional designs, and they are produced in new designs. Huge investments have been made in the production section, and we hope the government would help us so we can increase our production level as soon as possible. Under the governmental support, the designers and weavers would definitely be encouraged, which in turn could boost quality production. In such an environment, we can gain our competitive edge on international markets and can supply the market with up-to-date products. Participation of various countries such as Germany, Britain, France, the United States, Austria, and Switzerland in the International Carpet Expo points to the fact that they have respect for our carpet industry. For this very reason, we should do our utmost to make products which maintain the high standing of the Iranian carpet as an Iranian art in the world.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Shaverdi. I'm a Persian rock leader in Chicago, Illinois. This year I visited the 22nd anniversary of Persian Oriental Rocks in Tehran exhibition. And there seem to be the Persian rocks improving every year, improving fine pieces every year. And new designs, new color combination are introduced by far more than previous year. And also quality-wise are very improving. What I noticed this year, the vegetable dye rocks are getting very, very popular in Iran. Also among the other rock dealers visiting Iran during this exhibition from Europe, from Japan and other countries, there is a vast majority of variety of different designs in vegetable dyes introduced this year in particular, and also very unusual designs and one-of-a-kind pieces are quite a few in this year introduced by various of dealers. What I suggest that in the following year would be a little bit more advertisement through Europe and other countries, because these rugs are, without any exaggeration, by far the best in the whole world, and just needs to be a little bit more introduced through the different countries.
I think carpet industry need support of government. In fact, support from producers and others in carpet industry to improve the art of carpet, because carpet is living for the people of Iranian.
Stay tuned for the interview with the webmaster for this Islamic site.
Ahlul Bayt School of Thought's Research and Publication Institute was founded as a scientific community for the researchers in order to solve their problems in researching by accessing easily, fast, and safe resources related to the Islamic thought's Shi'ite sources. This institute was devoted in 2006 by Sayyid Hussein Rezazadeh in Isfahan. Some important goals of Ahlul Bayt Institute are publishing Ahlul Bayt's alayhi salam studies, electronic publishing of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam studies through the database, applying the latest scientific methods of research and publication, and finally, forming the research process in the field of Islamic activities. Some sections of the institute are religious websites and software and hardware section, digital library, which provides useful electronic resources such as books, articles, manuscripts in Shi'ite and Islamic subjects in three languages such as English, Farsi, and Arabic. The websites of this institute include Islamic Encyclopedia, Quran, Qadir, and etc.
Ahlul Bayt School of Thought Research and Publication Institute was devoted in 1385 in Isfahan, cultural capital of Islamic world. under the care and favor of Sayyid Hossein Reza. This institute has been established with standard and advanced equipment. Some important aims are extending and publishing the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt, peace of them, accelerating and facilitating access to religious sources and access to the treasure of Islamic knowledge in all over the world. This segment are supporting our website. Department of Research that is trying to produce and publish Islamic sources based on Shi'i culture, digital library that try to provide a digital Islamic collection, and Department of Information Technology that can support all these services. Our digital library trying to provide a digital Islamic collection in three languages, English, Farsi, and Arabic, that is contain about 10,000 books, more than 8,000 articles, and more than 100 manuscripts that are available in three most important languages. Mostly are about Islam and Shi'i subjects, and other subjects are about fiqh, usul, and other kind of these subjects. Some these sites are Islamic Wiki, that a cooperative website for sharing Islamic and Shia articles. Qadir website that is about Imam Ali. Quran site that is providing a comprehensive information of Quran in the view of Ahlul Bayt. And Rosamon Degari that is about charity.
Whenever the holy imams exhibited their bravery, it was always purified of both extremes. Most of the warriors are such that they give a free rein to their ferocity and rarely keep in mind the actual aim of their fighting. Thus, they become distanced from the virtue of bravery. Bravery does not mean that one shows force in each and every occasion and that he should always be ready with a brandished sword. However, if one reflects on the consequences of the incidents and then to protect himself from future perils, he takes up the sword. It is true valor. Since the holy imams were cognized of what they found, valor actually means, therefore, whenever they found the circumstances fit for the use of sword, they resorted to force. And when conditions demanded patience and peace, they put their swords away and exhibited their valor. We cannot call this cowardice, because coward is one who only does to the weakness of his heart bears the oppression of his enemy, and it is not the one who finds his strength ready for confrontation. But due to the exigencies of circumstances, and with an eye on the consequential matter, he stops from confrontation.
این سر جاده حضوره، اون سرش کعبه نوره، زائرا که بر میگردن نمیگن که خیلی دوره، ولی میگن صد تا مهتاب پیش افتاد سوت و کوره. آره تو هفت آسمون پر ستاره یه زمینه، وسعتش از کوه قاف تا به لب دریای چینه، سبک و سبز و شناور روی انگشتای محور، مثل انگشتری زن یه رکابه، یه نگینه، یه نگینه نازنین که قبله پاک محمد امینه، قبله گاه مسلمینه.
وقتی که به گل رسیدی کی میگه یاد چمن ها، به خدا وقتی رسیدی کی میگه که ما و من ها، روز میقات و ملاقات برات طواف و قربان، اگه اسماعیلی با دست خودت خودتو کفن.
Hopefully you've enjoyed the program thus far, and now we will take you to see an artistic report.
In 1999, I started calligraphy under the supervision of great masters of the city of Qazvin, such as Master Muhassis, and after that I continued learning calligraphy from Masters Amir Khani and Shirazi. I started the calligraphy painting works of art you see in this gallery at about the year 2000. I later held several exhibitions and have been awarded at international festivals in this field in the United Arab Emirates and Algeria. I've also held a number of individual and groups exhibits. This current exhibition is in fact my latest works, which are made by acrylic and oil paint on canvas. These works you see in here follow the forms and curves of calligraphic letters. In this exhibition, the handwriting implemented on the works is an innovative handwriting, which is a combination of curved nastaliq and sols, which is mostly based on sols. The idea behind this exhibition has been creating very novel works with elevated as well as downgraded human thoughts, which are visible in most of the knots in lower part of the works. And from those knots, some lines move upwards, and the upper part of most of the works, there are some other knots from where some lines have moved downwards, which induces the communication of thoughts between the lower and upper parts and the growth of two different thoughts and viewpoints, and it's expressive of earthly and heavenly thoughts.
In most of these works, you see the beautiful word of Allah, which shows my intrinsic interest, and I've infused my personal interest into my works. As I am interested in astronomy and stars, I feel human beings acquire a special kind of knowledge by looking into the sky and they get calm. This point made me project galaxies onto my works of art, for creation of which I use the colors blue and black. The bright colors in this work express the movement of galaxies by each other and show how small human beings are in front of this grandeur and should find their path through all these creatures of God and seek to ascend.
Welcome back. We hope you've enjoyed the program thus far. We're going to read some of the emails we've received from our dear viewers with some feedback and suggestions and comments about our program. Our first email is from Hossein, who said, if there are a couple of episodes covering the topic of marriage in Islam, it would be very enlightening. So I'm hopeful to see that in the future programs. Our second email is from Muhammad, who said the program about Hajj was absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Our third email is from Azmina, who said the artistic reports in the program are great. And lastly, our email is from Sakina, who wrote asking to hear more about Persian art that dates back to many centuries ago. Once again, thank you so much for your feedback. We absolutely look forward to reading these comments, questions, suggestions, anything that help make our program more interesting to us and to you, our viewers. So please don't hesitate and email us with any suggestions for our future programs. Thank you. Information regarding our program, you can definitely visit our website. We also have previous archives that you can go view, or our current programs that you can view and download. So please don't hesitate if you need to have any information about the programs, visit our website at english.sahartv.ir.
Last Saturday on Weekly Digest, guest journalist Tim Gopsel talked about the majority of Americans think that Obama is too weak as a president and the U.S. is not a fearful superpower anymore. France and the U.K. met with Iranian President Hassan Rouhani at the U.N. General Assembly and want to restore relations. There was no handshake between Rouhani and Obama at the U.N. Germany is the most anti-war country in Europe and with the most stable economy. Angela Merkel was re-elected for a third term. Sunday on Pure Home, the host of the show, Sahar Haqju, discussed the misconceptions about women in Islam. Their guest in the studio was Mehmet Bahaji, an Islamic scholar from London. This week's report was about integration comparison between attitudes of girls and women towards motherhood roles by Dr. Amin Rastegar Khalid. In From Here and There, Farhad Bafaju started with an article on a new finding by researchers. A new report by a global scientific panel has blamed human activity as the principal source of global warming, forecasting temperature hikes as much as 4.8 degrees Celsius in the next century. Last Monday, an Iran travel guide, Mohsen Nazaran, went to Mount Tochal. Tochal is located in the north of Tehran and is a popular destination for Tehran climbers. They can reach the apex in half a day and eat their lunch at home because a telecabine is available for return to Tehran from a height of 3,700 meters. At this level, there is a five-star hotel with full amenities for rest, open 4 seasons out of the year. 8 months of skiing is permitted. Then he traveled to Fin Garden or Baghe Fin, a historical Persian garden located in Kashan, Iran. It contains Kashan's Fin Bath, where Amir Kabir, the Qajari Chancellor who was murdered by an assassin sent by King Nasruddin Shah in 1852. Completed in 1590, the Fin Garden is the oldest garden in Iran. Last Monday night on Spectrum Iran, my colleague Hamid Sharafi focused on the president's recent trip to New York. Iran's newly elected president Hassan Rouhani traveled to New York to take part in the 60th session of the UN General Assembly and made his debut address. During his New York visit, Rouhani, who currently holds the rotating presidency of the Non-Aligned Movement, also addressed the opening of the Non-Aligned Movement's ministerial meeting on cooperation for the rule of law at the international level, held at a UN headquarters in New York on Friday. They were joined in the studio in Boston by Professor Kaveh Afrasiabi, a political scientist and author based in the United States. And in the studio in Tehran was Dr. Mohammad Hassan Khani, professor of international relations at Imam Sadegh University.
We've come to the end of our program for today. Hopefully it was not only enjoyable but also useful, and we've all hopefully learned something from it. We hope that every week that our program is enticing, not only being interesting, but also we all learn something from it every week. Please don't hesitate to send us any comments or questions, suggestions about our program, and hopefully we'll work on them to make them better. So thanks again, and till next week, take care and God bless.